Morning, Boker Tov. Today's Amud in Araisa. Yuma Pei Vav Amud Aleph. Yuma Pei Vav Amud Aleph. This daf is a daf that we can spend. This is really the crux of the different ideas of tshuva. It's a gadda style daf, huge, but you literally can spend days on this, learn it be in, learn the sukkahs be in, of the concepts of tshuva for various chalila, for various averas, and what type of tshuva entails. I think we're going to attempt to do this real quickly. Chaz yesterday's Amud. I think we'll read the Gemara without speaking out too much. And the first and at the end, if we have any time, we'll just speak out a little bit, because just the bash pshat, basic pshat gemara, and just to get through with the simple, you know, there's some, again, some discussions in basic pshat, but it's good to try to get to the amud clearly before speaking out anything extra. So now, before we start pei vav, just to chaz over pei hema base, we were discussing that when it comes to pikuch nefesh, it's decha shavis, what's the source? How do we know? And even a suffolk nefesh derech Shabbos. So we brought six Amar Tanayim, brought sources that put up to be derech Shabbos. And finally, Shmuel Kilmong said, it's Pasal Chumash, V'chai Behem. And with that, going through all six again, all the six sources, the Gemara Rava says there's questions on all six Tanayic sources, but the source of Shmuel, that's rock solid. That's rock solid that no mitzvah of the Torah supersedes death, because the Torah itself says v'chayim behem. Now we do have three exceptions to the rule, where those are shvichas tamei gerayis and avodah zarah, of course. But as a general rule, even Shabbos, any mitzvah of the Torah, unless there's a clear exception to the rule, the general rule is they're not deicha life, and even a suffolk nefesh is not deicha, is pushes aside any mitzvah. Then we had the Mishnah that discussed that the combination of tshuva. Well, first discussed that chatas Hashem amechaper. We said pashas the tshuva there as well, but chatas Hashem amechaper, and the Hashem in the Mishnah is Hashem vaday, one of the five Hashem vadays. We then said that for regular, we call it lenient, more lenient averus, if it's such a thing. Like I say, Leis says that tshuva is mechaper alone. When you have more chametic averus, you need tshuva and Yom Kippur or tshuva and Misa. And if a person says, I'm going to sin and then I'll do tshuva, I'm going to do tshuva, then we don't give him the power to tshuva. He could overcome it and do tshuva himself. He spoke out Rambam. If he does tshuva himself, Avadi gets a kapara. But that habalatar messiah, that extra aid, doesn't easily come. And then we spoke out that a person has to be careful that even if he does tshuva, being adal ha'makam, he must beg for forgiveness from his friend, because that he needs direct forgiveness from his friend, Atcheretz HaChaveri, he will get forgiveness. And lastly, Rabbi Kiva said a beautiful memra that Ashrecha Mishrael, because you matar in front of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Let's pick up for the Gemara. We may have started the Gemara yesterday. Let's pick up for the Gemara right on Peyam and Beis, around 12 lines of the bottom of the page, 30 lines up. Ashrecha Badai. The Mishnah says that Chatos Hashem Badai, they grant the kapara. Ask the Gemara Hashem Badai in Hashem Toi Loi. The Afka Hashem Badai gets a kapara. Hashem Toi doesn't get a kapara by kapara Kesimbe. The pasuk says Hashem of kapara by Hashem Toi. Answers the Gemara Hanach Mechapi Kapara Gemura Hashem Toi in Mechapi Kapara Gemura. These Chatos and Hashem Badai grant a kapara Gemura, whereas Hashem Toi does not grant a kapara Gemura. What does that mean? What that means is Hashem Toi really just holds the punishment. If a person did, if you talk it to the chait, and there's a punishment, he over said, it holds the punishment in abeyance, it holds it like it's tully, it puts it on hold until such time that it's clarified that he didn't do the chait, so he's innocent totally, or he did the chait, and now he's making chattas. So it's just kind of a temporary protection, it's a suspension method. But it's not really a full kapara, whereas Hashem Badai is a kapara. Therefore, Hashem Toi was not put into the Mishnah. That is answer number one. Answer number two, Inami, Hanach in Achem Mechabek Rasim, by Chatas Hashem Badai. Those are the required actions for a kapara, and other actions will not grant a kapara. Whereas Oviyah Hashem Toi, there's another form of kapara in the place of Hashem Toi. What's that? Hashem Toi, Achem Mechabek Kaparasim. Hashem Toi, something else can affect the kapara. It's not learned in the Mishnah. This is a Mishnah increases. On Daf Chafei, the Mishnah says, "Chayv Chatas Hashem is Vadayin Shavam Mib Kippurim." If a person Chayv Chatas or an Hashem Vaday, and your Kippur passes, Chayavin, he still remains Chayv to bring those Karbanos. Just because your Kippur passed doesn't exempt him from the Karbanos that he owed. He owes those Karbanos. He's also bringing after Kippur as Hashem is Tluyin Peturin. Hashem Tali is only there to protect him once, but it's not only there to protect him; it's there to protect for a case of a suffolk. Once he goes to Yom Kippur is Mechaper, and he no longer needs to be Hashem Tali. So that's a huge difference. Hashem Tali is not the only Kapara for its purpose. There's another Kapara, namely Yom Kippur, and therefore it's not in the list of our Mishnah. Misa Yom Kippur Mechaper, we said that Misa Yom Kippur together Mechaper Tshuva by the Averis Chamuras, Misa and Yom Kippur together with Tshuva. Ask the Gemara, Tshuva, Im Fe'atzman Lai. It's only together with Tshuva by themselves, Misa, or Yom Kippur by themselves,
are not a kapara. Says the name of the Rabbi, let's say Rabbi Shlomo Rabbi. How you look at the Brisa? Rabbi, I'm a kavir shabatayda. Four verses of the Torah, bein as the tshuva, bein as the tshuva. All the verses of the Torah, whether you do tshuva or not, yom kippur mechaper. The pasuk says, right? He holds at the itzuma shayayim, the day of Yom Kippur tells mechaper, even without tshuva, saya says, it's a kapara. Chutz, there's an exception, the perak oil. One is perak oil. What's perak oil? So the first being a couple of pshatim. Rashi says perak oil means he denies the existence of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Simply, he denies a chalila, but he denies the existence of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Bernier says, interesting, he refers to someone that denies any one of the 613 mitzvahs. Anyone's mitzvah, he doesn't accept that upon himself. That's also called being perak oil. He's perak oil of one of the mitzvahs. That's called being perak oil. Okay. There is another girsa in the Shiltas, and he instead of the words perak oil, it brings halegas chaveri, one who embarrasses his friend. So it's really three pshatim over here. Ultimately, there's three scenarios. They have kippas mechaper everything, but someone who denies the Kadosh Baruch Hu's existence, chalila, someone who doesn't accept one of the Tariq mitzvahs, or someone who embarrasses his friend, umegalapanam b'tayra, and one who acts, he's megalapanam b'tayra, which means someone that, you know, he mocks the Tariq, challenges, you know, the chamim, that the things in the Tariq are not from the Kadosh Baruch Hu, they're not necessary, umefer b'sbasar, or someone who's mefer b'sbasar, mefer b'sbasar either means he refuses to get a bris milah, or famously, he goes and takes the skin that's below where the mila is and schleps it back up to make it look like he wants to look like an oral. He wants to fit in with Arelim. He wants to look like an oral. So he covers up his mila. These four Averis, right? Perak oil, which we get three trapped in, Megal Panamatera, Mefer Bris, sorry, three. These three things, if he does tshuva, then Yom Kippur Mechaper, if not, for all other Averis, Yom Kippur's mechaper was lashon benas tshuva benas tshuva. So why did I mention to say they have to do tshuva? According to Rebbe, you don't have to do tshuva. Answer tomorrow. After you tell Rebbe, tshuva by Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur by tshuva. You're right. Yom Kippur doesn't need tshuva. Tshuva alone will not gain a kapara until, as opposed to the kalas, the mitzvah out of various kalas, that tshuva alone is a kapara. When it comes to chamuras, tshuva alone is not a full kapara. It needs the Yom Kippur. But the Yom Kippur taka doesn't need tshuva, and the fresh brother even more. Misa taka needs the tshuva. Misa also needs tshuva. It's just Yom Kippur doesn't need tshuva. That's how we can explain Rebbe to fit into our mission. We put Yom Kippur together because Yom Kippur does get ultimate kapara, but Yom Kippur doesn't need the tshuva. The tshuva just needs the Yom Kippur. Now, we said the mitzvah tshuva mechaperas al various kalas, seva leise. Tshuva alone is mechaper on various kalas, such as nasei and a leise. In fact, the Umar Hashtag, let's say, in Mechaberis, Alis Mechaberis, is Mechaber, let's say, which is a don't. The guy went and did an Avera, that seems to be worse than a bit, let's say, a passive bit, let's say, I'll say, Mabai. If it's a Mechaber, let's say, isn't it certainly Mechaber on Nasei? First, I'll jump all over this, and some of you are going to speak out much, but for some of us, S, we have a Klaus, say, Dech, let's say. You're telling me that's Mechaber, let's say, so I say, what happened to the Klaus, let's say? So this, for some of us, says that the Umar's Kash is really that when the Mishnah says that mitzvahs kalas, it already includes aseh. So when it says tshuva chaveres aveis kalas, al aseh balisay, the most kasha really is more by saying kalas that already means aseh. Why are we repeating aseh? We understand that mitzvahs kalas means aseh. Aveis kalas a bit aseh because it's passive. That we understand. So the question is not so much if it's laseh kosh can aseh. Maybe not because aseh is not laseh. Rather, why is it repeating aseh when you say mitzvahs kalas? The first thing that comes to mind is aseh. Right? I keep saying mitzvahs. Averis. Mitzvahs would mean, right? Certainly a positive grammar. But Averis also, the Averis kalas, we assume it means asay. So why do you repeat asay? That's what we learn from our question. Not from the Kalpachamir. Very interesting. I mean, this could be two different. Okay, yeah, we'll leave it at that. Says Amar Ravida, Hach Gamar, Alasay, Valisay, Shinitik Lasay. Massive qualification. What the Mishnah means to say is that Chuvah's Mechaper on asay, or Laisay, that's Nitik to an asay. So lav nitik asay, which means that lav has a correction. What that
if, down.
Exactly? Now that what exactly? Very 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 much so. That what is tshuva mechaper on alone? Tshuva alone works for asays or for leisays that nitik asay. But all other leisays are not nitik asay, right? The famous one coming up on Pesach, Hanes Menu, Baker, Baishes Reifu. So I mean, it's talking about the pickle in general, but it's spoken out by Kippur Morning, by Pesach Morning coming up. But the point is, we're saying all other Leisei says you need Takim Kippur, they're not included in the Tshuva alone. Says Gemara, Leisei Gomer, Loi. Are you saying Leisei Gomer is not included in this, what we call Kalas? I have a minu with a stufa brisa. Alien kalas to the kalas. Asay v'leisa say. The brisa says asay v'leisa the kalas. Chutz v'leisisa. They don't say no. Leisa means nitzak lasay. It says except for leisisa. Using Hashem's name in vain. That's already chumer. Sounds like every other leisa say besides leisisa is considered kal. Even the ones that are not nitzak lasay. The mer deflects leisisa v'chol d'amila. No, when it says chutz v'leisisa means except for leisisa and anyone like it, that's not nitzak lasay, which, as Yasser pointed out, it gives us a very limited scope because, right, nitzak lasay is only a certain amount of lavin. Most are not nitzak lasay, and therefore, by saying chus leisisa b'chol adamla means, which is most leisisa. Okay. Tashma speaking another raya. Rida imer, kosher leisisa lamata, any aver which is on a level of leisisa, of taking Hashem's name in vain chlila, and below that, anything which is below leisisa, chuvah mechaber, chuvah lens enough. But leisisa lamala, from leisisa and up, anything more chomer, tshuva teila, Yom Kippur mechaper. Tshuva is teila, and you need Yom Kippur to be mechaper. But the assumption is that that includes anything below leisisa, take Hashem's name in vain, which needs to be more chomer, take a lav. Anything below that, tshuva alone is enough, and that would include even leisisas that are not nitzak laasay, not like our qualification of earlier. And so they are the same terrors. Leisisa b'chol damila. Leisisa itself is a level which includes many other leisisas, not just leisisa alone. Leisisa includes many leisisas, meaning any leisisa, it's not nitzak laasay, is like leisisa, and that needs tshuva and Yom Kippur. But anything below that, namely lav nitzak laasay, only needs a tshuva. You don't need a Yom Kippur. So again, we're defending that Rav Yehuda in this brisa also can stem with what we've said from Rav Yehuda da Meira. Okay, says in the brisa is Rav Yehuda Tana with Rav Yehuda da Meira. Says now we're going to be another proof, and this proof of chayr is going to be stark. We're not going to break it. Tashma fishnem b'chayr tshuva menakeh. It says by the pasuk of chayr by tshuva, it says you do tshuva and you'll be cleansed. Yachav leisisa yimayim. I would think even for the aver leisisa, just do tshuva and you're cleansed. Even for the isra leisisa shem Hashem l'shav. Tamar lemer leinakeh. The pasuk says knows of leinakeh there. Yachav shachar lav kain. So I think just like leisisa tshuva alone is not enough. All chayv lav and maybe tshuva alone is not enough. Tamar lemer as shemay. Shemay yudei menakeh avenakeh shachayv lavim. It says shemay menakeh dafka leisisa shemay lashav. One does not get cleansed with tshuva alone, but other lavim, including the ones that are not nitzak laasay, you do get a kapara with tshuva alone. That's a chorish takaraya against Rav Yehuda d'Amir, against his klal. He's making the distinction that only lavim that are nitzak laasay get a kapara with tshuva alone. Here we see not that the verse is right. Tanayim is takam machlekes tanayim. There are various tanayim. Rav Yehuda is explaining one sheet is tanayim, that the kalas only include asays and lavin, nitzak asays, but not other lavin. And here we have another tana coming up very clearly. We had a few rayas that were shver, and now we're going to back it up with a clear brisa. Tanya, tanayim, it's a mechoyes tanayim, the tanayim went to the brisa. Amashu mechaber, asfona shu mechaper, al asay, bala leisay, nitzak asay. Black and white, only for asays, and leisay is nitzak asay. That's the tshuva is mechaper. However, Amat Shuva Tel Aviv Kippur Mechaper. What needs Shuva and Yom Kippur? Al Krisus, fine. Al Misa Bezin, fine. Al Leisa Say Gamur. Al Leisa Say Nitzak Laasay. That's going to go to need Yom Kippur as well. Clear Raya that's for the Brisa that goes. Not like Rav Yehuda again. Rav Yehuda is just explaining our Mishnah. So we have Machlokes between our Mishnah and another Brisa, and therefore any other Brisa questions we have till now can just slide in with one of those Tanaim. It's a Machlokes Tanaim. I'm a Mar. Now we just go back on that what we quoted. The Fisha Mechayev Venake says the Pasuk Mechayev. It says Lashon of Venake. Hakadosh Baruch Hu will absolve Menalan. We're saying that it means those who did tshuva. Maybe it means without tshuva. Maybe it means something else. I know it means tshuva. The Tanya Blas Aimer. If the Venake, the Pasuk, you can't decide to mean that Hakadosh Baruch Hu will just clean no matter what the averus shukanem leinak, because the pasuk there also says leinake. Here's the leinake. It says Kadosh Baruch Hu is not going to clean the averus shukanem leinak, because everybody says naka they will clean the averus. Okay, so how do we reconcile the naka the leinaka naka l'shavim and naka l'shein l'shavim? So that's the Rav Elazar Darshan. The pesukim of Chayv alone dictate to us that we're talking about there's a menaka for those that do tshuva and there's leinaka for those that don't do tshuva. That within that we got into debate whether it includes leisaseis, which are nitzak laasay's only, or even leisaseis that are not nitzak laasay, fine, but the general idea that we're talking about a case of tshuva is the way to explain the chiluk of the psukim, whether there's a nika, a cleansing of averus or not. Shol Reb Masa Becharesh, es Reb Elazar ben Azariah ben Raimi. Reb Masa Becharesh, es Reb Elazar ben Azariah ben Raimi. It's interesting, Reb Masa Becharesh, he was the Rosh Shiva of the Beis Medrash in Rome. Reb Masa Becharesh was the Shiva of Beis Medrash in Rome. Very interesting that we're coming up now with a Gemara regarding Kaparas, regarding Tshuva and Kapara, and Rav Masa Becharesh punkt came up, not very common, I want to say it's a very common Tana in Shas, a punkt came up in our most recent Mishnah, and our Gemara about the few cases that your pikuach nefesh is teicha Shabbos. I mean, I wouldn't say totally unrelated, but pretty unrelated. Right? We discussed that eating from or deich other esurim, eating from the liver lobe of a dog, a wild dog that bit him, or tzaftina, putting medicine on the gums and making medicine for the gums. We discussed also the case of surikhani, where the guy gets a quincy, gets this abscess in the throat. And we also discussed the case of jaundice. Those are four cases. Rashi weighed in two in the Mishnah and two more in the Brisos that he weighed in on refuas. And we weren't sure which ones the Rabbanim do agree or don't agree. We came out that most of them, the Rabbanim mostly argue, except for the one of tzaftina. But either way, interesting that Rashi Meharsh is was just a couple of months ago. For a few blocks, we had his name, and now we have him again over here. Again, he's Roshiva of the Gemara Sanhedrin discusses. He's Roshiva of the Beis Medrash in Rome. But here we have the Gabi Kapara. Shemata Abach Luki Kapara Shahaya Rabbi Shmuel Derish. Have you heard about the four different types of Kapara? Rabbi Shmuel Derish and Amar Blaz answer back. It's really three. Shloisha Nuchuva and Kol Chavechad. Meaning, before you even see the Gemara, Rabbi Moshe Mecharsh held here there was four because one of them was Tshuva. One of the four forms of Kapara was Tshuva. And Rabbi Lazar's response was, no, Tshuva is across the board. You always need Tshuva. So there's only three other forms. Says Gemara, Tshuva can't be considered a category of itself because Tshuva is part of every category. Avraal say, Vishav, a person didn't, if Israel say, he was Bitl, Vatal say, and then he wants to, and he does Tshuva, he doesn't move from there until he's forgiven, meaning Tshuva alone is Mechaper for, proper Tshuva is Mechaper for, and not saying. Shenemar, Tshuva manu shayvim. Avraal lays to say, Vasei, Tshuva. If he's ever saying this tshuva, tshuva toila gam kippur mechaber. Here we see very clear. You need yom kippur for regular say tshuva is toila and yom kippur is mechaber. Shenemer kippur is yom is eichaber leichem mikol chatas eichem. The tar rest of mikol chatas eichem. Avral krisis misas bezin vasta tshuva. If he's ever krisis misas bezin the tshuva, tshuva yom kippur toilin. So this is different than we had before. Here we're saying tshuva and even yom kippur only on toila they hold the punishment in suspense. The assume markin and the assume that he gets slowly cleanse the sin. They not slowly. It's the tshuva that he suffers, they purge him of the sin. So after tshuva and Yom Kippur, you still need some sort of level of yisurim to fully get rid of this chayve krisis. But unbelievable, you can get rid of the chayve krisis in mitzvah benzin. Shenemar v'kati b'shem v'pisham v'negam v'negoyim avayim. With the negoyim, that's how they cleanse the avayim. Av mishach yesh chilam b'shem biyadai. One of the chilam in his hands. Ein l'kayach l'tshuva l'lelais. There's no kayach of tshuva to suspend that punishment from. And the Assyrim don't have a chance to purge either. You still need all those things. Tshuva, Yom Kippur, and Yisurim. Umisa Mamrekes. And even with all that, the Misa will finally purge the Avera. Shemar, V'niglo Ba'azah Hashem, Tzvakais, Imichupar Avayin Hazah, Lachem Ad Yemus. And to Musa, we talk about, since it talks about V'niglo Ba'azah Hashem, we're talking about Echil Hashem. I was saying only Misa is Mechaper. It seems like there's no other tshuva besides for Misa. The Farshim will discuss that, even though we say there's no Misa besides for tshuva, besides for Misa, there's no tshuva and Kapar besides for Misa, they discuss that if a person does, like just like by the Lazazel, it's Mechaper for Laveris, even without suffering, so too, if a person does full tshuva, and he actually, the Sifri says, if he connects himself to Torah, in the place of Lazazel, connects himself to Torah, that could take the place of all the other elements, and tshuva alone with learning Torah could be a kapara. Rabbi Yehuda says do chesed, proactive chesed, and that doing chesed serves as protection. So even though we're saying there's no protection for a person until he dies, there's protection if he does chesed and other positive acts. I'm not sure. The Meiri, well, the more you see, is bringing different opinions, clearly, and different Amram, Sadam are saying different things. Doesn't mean they all argue with each other, they're just giving different. In clear cases, they certainly argue, but it doesn't mean just because a Tana suggests this is a kapara doesn't mean there's no other form of kapara. Okay, now let's say one more. The Shashuva writes that kiddush Hashem, and again, you guess the terms what we said from the Sifri, those also can grant a kapara. Okay, the Meiri writes, and we'll just leave it with this. Go back to the Gemara. Meiri writes that tshuva shlema. Without any other bells and whistles, just complete tshuva that he really, as gishmak as he had in avera, he has that type of pain and tsar and tshuva for regretting avera. If he does tshuva gemura, then you don't need any of the other bells and whistles. That's enough. This the Agmar is talking about is just saying that by averis chamuras, you know typically tshuva is never going to hit that level, and therefore you need to do the other stuff the Akapara. If a person does real full-fledged tshuva, that's enough. And you have the Gemara with this the guy that was bum all the zaynus in the world, and one zayna gave him a musr, and I think Mar was the Mar Brachos Rashana, and he put his head between his feet. I don't care where the verse right now. He put his head between his feet.
The mountains.
yeah, he put his head between his feet and he cried out about the way he lived his life, about the Chapt and Lusser, and he died. And the Basel came out and said that he was kind of Elam Haba, Mishachas. And Rebbe cried, Yesh, kind of Elam, Mishachas. I'm struggling my life. I was just trying to what Rebbe was crying about. Yesh, kind of Elam, Mishachas. Right? So you find the concept, not the Chor, back up the idea of the Mibri. Okay. Says the Gemara further. Hey, Kedam Michal Hashem, what's Chal Hashem? I'm a Rav. If I take meat from the butcher, I don't pay immediately. If I vinilate the main altar, I don't pay immediately. I take it on credit. It's a little shame because it makes people lax. If I, like Rav, I'm lax with paying money, people will be more lax, and at least it's a little shame. That's only a place where they don't demand, meaning where they don't keep a cheshbon of what people have on credit and demand payment. So the concern is people look and say, he's not paying now. let's hope he remembers to pay. A place where it's normal to buy on credit and then they send you a bill. So of course, that's normal, therefore it's not a problem. Ravina said, Mas b'chassas is a place where the shopkeepers, they collect the money owing to them, and therefore not a problem to take on credit, even if you're a gadol. If I buy it by meat from two partners, you have zuzlahai. He would pay a zuz to each partner. Even if the initial amount of meat that he wanted was only a zuz, he'd give a zuz to each partner like this. None of the partners should think for a second that a buyer is taking the wares without paying. When they go and pull their monies together, they make a cheshbon, they say, oh, we all buy another zuz worth of meat. So he would get back everything he paid for, but he'd pay to each one an amount that would be enough that they wouldn't suspect him of underpaying, and then they'd be mashed in the meat. For me, to maskina arba amas play terrible play tefillin. For me to go 4 amas without talis and tefillin, that's considered echel hashem. Rechem wasn't always so healthy, wasn't so well. So avada when he couldn't. But for me, someone like me, to go for amas when you're healthy without teretz tefillin is echel hashem. Yitzchak b'divayane amar koshkayim espayishnus and machmas shmosai. Unbelievable. Whoever that his friends are embarrassed to be friends with him because he has a bad reputation of doing a virus, that's Chil Hashem, the first point out, even if those things aren't true. Unbelievable. Even if those things aren't true. L'chair, we don't mean a case where he's mamish innocent and someone spread false rumors about him. If the guy spread the false rumors, it's the problem. We mean a case where he does things that people think, you know, yeah, it makes him seem shady. He's talking not shady, meaning he's not, well, I guess shady. He's talking not doing anything wrong. He's not doing anything wrong. But the way he behaves lends people to think that either he's busy with Gneiva, he's busy with Zionists, he's busy with, you know, whatever. I mean, people get the, he's being Michal Shabbos, whatever people are thinking. If he's doing something that causes him to think that, that's his responsibility. And the Madrig is that his friends are embarrassed to be friendly with him because of, you know, association with him, that's Chil Hashem. Amar Nachman Yitzchak, so he gives an explanation of this, going to Amar Inchi, Sharlei Mara Leplani, like people say, Hashem should forgive that person, meaning, or this another time, Sharlei, Hashem was matter at that person. That person does Aveir so much, it's like it's matter temporary. Point is, whether you guys do Aveir or not, if people think that, giving off an impression that you're doing Aveir, even if you're not, not a good idea. He says, Mara, Abayim Akitanya, Hafta Es Hashem Lekecha, this goes with the Pasuk, that we say, of course, you should love Hashem, your God. So this, of course, what the question of here is, what is the ace? It's just say, what's ace Hashem Lekecha? Sheishem Hashem, Shem Shemayim is Ayev Al Yadcha. What we learn from there is, from the ace, is the Shem Hashem should be loved. You should cause Hashem's name to be loved. That's what it means. Not just love Hashem. Cause is a name to be loved by others. Sheikarev Hashem Mishalash, Umisham Shem Chamim. Learn and chazer and search in chamim v'masim matan menachas mabrius, and you should do business in a menachastic manner. Mabrius, I'm like one of the brius say about such a person. Asher Rabbi Shlomo Teira, fortunate is the father who taught him Teira. Asher Rabbi Shlomo Teira, fortunate is the Rebbe who taught him Teira. Eilam the brius Shlomo Teira, woe is to the creations that their father or Rebbe had not taught them Teira. And we elaborate further. Plainly Shlomo Teira rukamna drachav. So and so learns Teira. Look how pleasant his ways are. He learns Teira and he's a mensch. Look how well his ma'isim are. All because of Ayimer, Ayimer li avdi ata Yisrael Hashem b'cha espar. Through you, Akash Baruch Hu says, I become exalted, be glorified, because your behavior shows the beauty of Torah. Of course, Avo Misha Kariv Hashayna B'shamshim B'chamim Ve'imasim Ata B'muna. But worse than not learning Torah at all and not being upstanding is a kid that doesn't learn Torah; he's not upstanding. Someone that learns Chazer, serves the B'chamim, and his ma'isim and his business dealings are not B'muna, not done with good faith. Right, it's interesting. Be'emunah literally means with faith, but what we typically mean when we say that is he doesn't do business honestly, right? But it's not a coincidence that the word we use for that is emunah, because if a person has emunah,
than he does business honestly, right? Vein masamasa b'amuna. He doesn't deal with emuna, and he therefore doesn't deal with trust. Again, the word emuna just means trust. I'm playing on the words. It means trust, dealing trustfully. It means not dealing honestly. But it's totally in one's emuna. Someone who has emuna should not be doing anything that's unfavorable or dishonest in business. Vein dibur nachas b'bris. He doesn't speak pleasant with people. Ma b'bris amisla. What did b'bris say about him? About because of him. What was that person who learned? What was his father taught him? Rabbi Shlom Torah. What was Rabbi Shlom Torah? Plenty Shlom Torah. Look at look how terrible his acts are. The kam mechorim drachav and how ugly are his ways. All because of Eimer. Ve'emer lehem am Hashem. Eile u'me'artze yatzu. Pause over here. Have a wonderful day.